Back to it, Coach's Insight Programs, another week here on CARE 93.7, coming up on week six of high school football, and we'll get you set now for Atchison and where they're at. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, and we're joined now by the head coach, that is Jim Smith. Coach, let's talk about the victory a week ago at KC Washington. You guys get it done 55-6, moving the record to 5-0. It's been a great start to your year and still a lot to be played, but how pleased were you with your team's performance at KC Washington?
Oh, very pleased. The kids played hard. We scored again on special teams this week. And offensively, I think we're starting to get it as far as how up-tempo we want to get. And, it's just an overall team effort.
How big has the special teams aspect been? I know you've touched on it a couple times throughout the last few weeks, and you mentioned here you get another special team score. How crucial has that aspect of the game been through the success so far?
Well, I think whenever you can score with special teams or score with defense, you're going to have a big advantage in the game. And I just can't say enough for how well things are going in that part of the game.
We've talked about, you know, throughout the weeks, your playmakers, Jesse Greenlees, your Jeter Purdy's and Trey Carter's and whatnot, who do big things for you on really both sides of the ball. But who have been a few of maybe the unsung heroes so far to this 5-0 start? Maybe a couple of guys who maybe you didn't expect to do as well as they're doing right now, just a few guys that have maybe jumped off the page to you.
Well, Eric Smith really comes to mind. Eric's a sophomore defensive tackle, and he's the young man that blocked the punt the other night and then recovered it in the end zone. He's just playing so well, and I just can't say enough of how well our offensive line's playing. They are really just getting after you, and they're doing so many good things. We put some new stuff in for them this year, and they've really responded.
A lot of coaches, you know, tend to agree or at least lean to the fact that if you win the battle at the line of scrimmage, you certainly give yourself a very good opportunity to win. And, you know, for the most part, throughout the course of this year, you guys being 5-0, do you feel like the line of scrimmage has been key to this success too?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I forgot to even mention my defensive line with Levante McGowan and Todd Daniels and, again, Eric Smith. Those three have just been fantastic up there.
Well, let's talk about the Scots. We got Highland Park, who's now part of the Meadowlark Conference and, you know, joining all the KC area schools. They used to be in the, you know, Centennial League, you know, a team out of Topeka. They used to play teams like Manhattan and Junction City, all those Topeka schools, Washburn Rural, Seaman, et cetera. They're now here in the Meadowlark Conference, and they're very good. They're 4-1. They're very dynamic, very athletic. They do come off their first loss. They played a team out of Missouri, Lincoln Prep. But outside of that, they've kind of steamrolled through the conference as well. What kind of jumps out to you about this Highland Park team and specifically being in the league for the first time?
Well, it's real easy. Their team speed, they're very fast. They have a young man named Trey Richardson, senior, being recruited by so many Division I schools. His speed is just incredible. And, you try to match that in practice, it's just impossible. So, you know, we're going to have to play assignment football and try to keep him contained.
Is it more when you are prepping for an athlete like that where it's just pretty much impossible to kind of replicate maybe the speed and athleticism that you're going to see, but you kind of work more scheme-wise and you're just really trying to dissect what they do and just trying to get your guys in the best position possible?
Well, again, you're always going to work your schemes, but we talk about being in the right spot and you can't afford to leave your areas because they will hurt you if you don't.
Well, both teams go into this matchup undefeated in conference play, and what could be a deciding factor is you guys trying to, you know, replicate what you did a year ago and win that league championship. What's going to be the expectations? What are going to be some keys this week to stop a very talented Highland Park team?
Well, I think turnovers could be a big key in this ball game. And, again, I just think about, you know, us take care of what we can take care of, play hard, special teams, defense. Defense has just been fantastic. And, again, we can worry about them, but I think we need to worry more about what we're going to do.
Atchison does have the advantage playing this game at home tomorrow night. Highland Park, it's the Scots and the Phoenix. It's going to be a lot of fun. That should be a very good ball game here in Atchison as they look to continue their winning streak to start the year. Atchison does looking to move to 6-0. Highland Park comes in at 4-1. That is the head coach. That is Jim Smith of Atchison. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, good luck Friday. It's going to be a fun game, I'm sure, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.